Today's shiur is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the word V'Rabbanan. In yesterday's shiur, we saw how Rebbe learned from the Pasuk V'Lakcha U'Lakacha Loi L'Isha V'Yibma, the Halacha of Tzoras Erva. And now the Gemara begins, V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan, who we learned before on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that they learned the din of Tzoras Erva, not from Ulekacha, the Yibma, but rather from Litzror, Hai, Ulekacha, my Avdile. What do they use the word Ulekacha for? And for the Gemara, Miboy, Leli, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. They need it for the Drusha of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Dama, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Ulekacha, this teaches us that after the Yavim made the Yibum, his Yavama is treated like a regular wife, and he's able to be Megarsha with a get. We don't say that he can only divorce himself from his wife through Chalitza. And after he's Megarsha's wife with a get, Umachzira, he can bring her back as long as she hasn't married anyone else. Then there would be an issur of machzir grushos mishenisas. But if she didn't marry anyone else, then like any other husband who divorced his wife, he's able to take his wife back. And Rashi points out that we don't say that he had a special heter of eshes ach when his brother died. And now that he married, he did yibum, and he divorced his wife, maybe the Isser of Eshazach should revert back, and he should not be able to be Master Grushasai. Kamashmon the Pasuk, Ulekacha, that he's allowed, he treats her like a regular wife, and he's allowed to divorce her and to take her back. What do we learn from V'Yibma? Al Korcha, that he can take her by force. He doesn't need to have her consent. And Tosfos says in Divrei HaMashal V'Yibma that Hacha Mashma de Mehei Dorshla, it's Mashma Bal Korcha from the Hay, that he can do Yibin to her against her will, even Bal Korcha. And Rashi points out that even if he came on her against her will, he's Kona her, he Yarshins her, he inherits her, and if he's a Koyin, he's able to be Matama, and for all halachas of the Torah, she is considered his complete wife. So the Rabbanan used the limud of Rebbe for other halachas. So the Gemara asks, V'Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, how does Rebbe know the halacha of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, that the Yevama is treated like a regular wife who he can be Megarish and be Machzer? He learns that mila isha nafka, because the pasuk says ulekacha loy leisha v'yibma, that he takes her, and the Torah speaks out for what is he taking the yavama leisha. So this teaches us that she is considered his full wife legabi al dinim. The Oroch Haner speaks out, why don't the Rabbanan learn it from leisha like Rebbe does? Why do they also require ulekacha? Says the Oroch Haner, because there are two halachas which the Rabbanan learn out from Lekacha. One is Shemagar Shebeget, that he doesn't do chalitza by gerushin, he does a regular get. And a second halacha, that there's no Isser Eshazach following the gerushin, Umachzira. So Einachanami, according to the Rabbanan, I need two lemudim for these two halachas. So Megar Shebeget, he learns from Ulekacha Loi, that she becomes his total wife, and like any other wife, he can do gershin. And then Li Shah teaches us that he's able to be Machzer Grushasai. So according to Rabbanu, you will need both of those limudim for the two dinim. And Rebbe learns out both dinim, that she's a complete wife, from the word Li Shah. Al Korcha, how does Rebbe know the second halach of the Rabbanan, that Yibum could be Bal Korcha even against her will? That he learns from another pasuk, because the pasuk says Yevama Yavoi Aleha. In that same pasuk in Devarim Chavches Pasuk Hey, earlier it says losia eshes hames hachutzel izar yavama yavoyolea. From the word yavoyolea, he learns out bal karcha, as the Malbim explains, because anywhere else in the Torah where it speaks about bia, the lashon is vayavoy eleha, that the man comes to the woman. Here it says yavama yavoy aleha, on her. That indicates that he's doing it bal karcha. Now the Gemara wants to know, v'Rebbe, hi, aleha, my Ovid lay. Since Rebbe learns out the din of Tzoras Erva, from Ulekacha and V'yibma, as we learned in yesterday's shir, and he does not use the pasuk that the Rabbanan use on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, of aleha, so what does Rebbe use the word aleha for? My Ovid lay. The Gemara answers, m'boy lay, he needs it l'kedetzanya, like we learned in a brisa. Ein chayov in Bezdin. Bezdin is not mechuyiv. Here we are speaking about a par helam davar shel tzibur. If Bezdin by accident made a wrong psak, and roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera, as we're going to see, for which if you do it b'mezid your chayv koras, and b'shogeg there's a chiv chatas. So the halacha is that if Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed the incorrect psak of Bezdin, then one korban is brought, which is called the par helam davar shel tzibur. If less than the Roiv, if a miyud of Klal Yisrael followed the psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 people, then each person who transgressed the Aver B'Shogeg has to bring his own korban, the korban chatus of a yachid. But if Roiv Tzibur did it, then there's only one korban for all of Klal Yisrael. But as the Brisa says, Ein chayovim bezden el al dover shez doinai koras v'shigagosei chatus. It has to be such an avera for which b'mezid there's koras, and b'shoigig there's a chiv chatus. V'chein ha-mashiach. And so the anointed one, this refers to the Kohen Gadol. If he was oivrin avera based on his hoirah of something that is bezodin koras and b'shoigeg chatas, as we turn to Daftes Amid Aleph, v'loy b'avoydes kechavim, and so too by being oivra avoydes kechavim. As Rashi speaks out, if roiv of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael was oivra avoydes zor, based on an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, so they have to bring a par lo'oilo and a sor l'chatas. But when do they have to bring this korban? Only al al dover she chayoven al zdoinoi koras. If it's such an avoyde zora, such a service of the avoyde zora for which b'mezid there's koras, v'shigigosai chatas, and b'shoigeg is chatas. Rashi explains, four avodos, if one does it for an avoyde zora, b'mezid one is chayv a koras, and b'shoigeg chatas, and they are Zibuach, that's shchita, shechting an animal for the Avodah Zorah. Kitur, which is the hakrava, bringing the animal as a sacrifice, burning it on an altar in front of the Avodah Zorah. Nisuch, that's pouring libations on an altar of an Avodah Zorah. And Ishtachavo, bowing down to the Avodah Zorah. These four are universal services for which the person who does a b'mezid is chayv koras and b'shoigeg chatas. Rashi points out, but hugging an avodah zorah, kissing avodah zorah, is not inherently something for which the person would be chayv koras for, even if he did a b'mezid, unless the Gemara tells us the Sanhedrin, this was the oifen, this was the way, the normal way to serve that particular avodah zarah. But if it was not the normal way to serve that particular avodah zarah, and that person kissed or hugged the avodah zarah, there would be no chiyuv koras b'mezid or b'shoigeg chatas. And as Rashi points out, how do we know that in all these cases, by the Kohen Gadol, and by Bezdin for any regular mitzvah, and by Bezdin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, by Avodah Zorah, how do we know that all of these korbanos b'shoigeg are only brought on such an avera where b'mezid there's a chiv koras? Rebbe is going to learn this out using the word Aleha, which we find by Achos Isha. The Rabbanan use Aleha by Achos Ishtoi to learn it out from Yibum, that even B'makam Yibum, an erva of Achos Isha is not permitted for Yibum. However, Rebbe learns it for something totally different. He learns it for this halacha of Mezid Koras and Shaygei Chatas, Utznan Nami. And we learned also a Mishnah in Mesech Tahirius, on Daf Tes, called Mitzvah Sheba Torah, every Mitzvah in the Torah, Shechayav Mazdoin and Koras, that one is Chayiv, B'mezid Koras. V'al Shaygei Gotzei Chatas, and B'shaygei one would bring a Chatas, Yachid Mevi Kizba. If a Yachid does this Aveira, he has to bring a female lamb, Oiseira or a female goat. Nasi, the head of a Shevet in Klal Yisrael, if he does this Aveira, Mevi Sor, he has to bring a male goat. Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol who's anointed. Ubezdin, or Sanhedrin HaGadol, who Paskin the Halacha and Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that erroneous Psak. What is their korban that they have to bring? Bishogeg, Mavi and Par. They have to bring a Par, Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Uvavodis Kechavim. And if the Avera was one of Avodah Zarah, Yochid, an individual. Or Nasi, the prince. Or Mashiach the Koyin, Mashiach the Koyin Gadol, Mavi and Sira. They have to bring a female goat. Tzibur. And if the Roiv of the Tzibur followed an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin HaGadol concerning Avodah Zarah, Mevi and Par Vesor, as we learned before, they have to bring both a Par and a Sor. Why? Par lo oila, Vesor lo chatas. They have to bring a Par for an oila and a Sor for a chatas. Ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that there is a link between an Aveira for which one is Chayiv, Koras, B'mezid, that is when the person would bring a Chatas Bishogeg, because in the Parsha that tells us that these Aveiras have Koras, it doesn't mention that if it's done Bishogeg, one brings a Chatas. So how do we know that in fact there is a link, and that you only bring a Korban Chatas, each person, his individual type of korban, whether it's a par, or a seira, or a sor, depending on who's doing the avera, but how do we know that that chatas is linked to an avera, that if b'mezid it's done, it would receive koras? The Tana Rabbanu, because Rabbanu learned, it says in the pasuk concerning the par helam davar shel tzibur, that after Bezdin Paskin falls, and Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed erroneously that psak of Bezdin, v'noida chatas asher chatu oleha, that then it was found out that in fact they had made a mistake, and that they had done an aveira b'chatas. So it uses the word oleha. Rabbi Oimer, on this Rabbi says, Ne'emar kan oleo. It says by Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the word oleo. V'ne'emar lahalon, and it says over there further by Achois Ishtoi, as we learned the Pasuk, V'ishrael Achois Olesikach Litzror, Legalis Ervasa, oleha b'chayeha. So it also uses the word oleo, ma lahalon, just like over there. By Achois Ishtoi, Dover Shechayov Mazdoin and Koras Valshig, it's something which bemazed that your Chayav Koras and Beshegi Chatas, Afkan over here by Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur, Dover Shechayov Mazdoin and Koras Valshig, you're only Chayav a Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur Beshegi as a Chatas if bemazed one would receive Koras for such an Avera. Now Tosfos points out that actually the Lushan over here is not exact. Because in fact, we're learning Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur from Achois Ishtoi. And the Gemara says that by Achois Ishtoi, b'mezid its chorus and b'shoigeg is chattas. But it doesn't say that b'shoigeg, there's a chattas concerning Achois Ishtoi b'shoigeg. It only says by Achois Ishtoi that, like any other of the Arayas mentioned in the Parsha, that b'mezid there's a chiyuv koras. That in fact is what we're trying to learn out here, that there's a link between b'mezid koras and b'shoigeg chatas. So Tosfos says, ein echanami, the Gemara here is just following the lashon of the Mishnah in Hirius, that the lashon is that when is there this chiyuv chatas on something which b'mezid is koras. But Einichanami, the actual limit of our Gemara is that by Achos Ishtoi, we know that B'mezid there's chorus. And I have the word Aleah, and I have the word Aleah by Parhelm Darishel Tzibra, and there it's speaking about a Chatas. So I say that just like the Aleah of Achos Ishtoi refers to chorus, so the Aleah of Chatas by Parhelm Darishel Tzibra, what kind of korban chatas do you bring only on an avera for which b'mezid there would be kares as we find by the oleh of achos ishtoi? And now that we know that parham darishal tzibur is brought on a chatas b'shoigeg and b'mezid kares, so now we go back to achos ishtoi and say that ein echanami, if one was over the avera of achos ishtoi b'shoigeg, one would have to bring a chatas, because b'mezid by achos ishtoi, it says clearly in the Torah that there is a chiyuv kares. That's what Tosfos says in Divrei HaMaskil Ma'alahalan, the first Tosfos on top of the Omid. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechon Tzibur. So we see this limud by Parhelm Darishel Tzibur, that there's a link between Mezid Chorus and Shragi Chatas, Mashiach Minol. How do we know it? By the Kohen Gadol, the Anointed One, the Chsiv B'Mashiach, the Gemara answers, because by the Kohen Gadol it says, La'ashmas Ha'am. It says in Vayikra Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, Imakoyin HaMashiach Yechda, La'ashmas Ha'am. Gemara continues, Harei Mashiach Ketzibur, as Rashi explains, Kolomer, Ashmasai Ka'ashmas Tzibur. The Torah is linking the sin of the Kohen Mashiach, B'Shoigeg, to the sin of the Tzibur, of the So just like we learned before from Aleha, that Parhelm Darishel Tzibur, B'shoige Chatas is linked to B'mezid Kores, so who had been by Kohen Mashiach, by Kohen Gadol, the Shoige Chatas is linked to Mezid Kores. Yochid V'nasi, how do I know that their Shoige Chatas is linked to an Avera where B'mezid is Kores? Asya, we will bring a limud of mitzvos. And we're going to learn it from Parhelm Darishel Tzibur, which we know already has a link. Because by Parhelm Darishel Tzibur it says, Ve'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu, if all of Klal Yisrael will be shoygeg, do an avera. Ve'nelem dover me'enei akol, and the Sanhedrin, who are the eyes of the people, the leaders of Klal Yisrael will make a mistake. And Klal Yisrael will follow that erroneous psak. And it says over there, Va'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. So it says already by Parhelm Darishel Tzibur mitzvos, and it also says by Anasi in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chavez, Asher Anasi Yechto Va'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. So we have Xer Shavah from Parhelm Darishel Tzibur to Nasi, and it also says in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chavzayin, Vim Nefesh achas techto b'shkogo, May Amoritz Basoiso Achas mi mitzvos Hashem asher lo yitzei asena v'ashem. So there it also has the word mitzvos. So I'll use the same Gezeirah Shavah from Parhelm Darishel Tzibur to a Yochid who's doing an Avera. And Mimela will learn now, just like Parhelm Darishel Tzibur, there's a link between Shoigeg Chatas and Mezid Koras, who had been both by Nasi and by a Yochid who were over on one of the mitzvos HaTorah. V'loy ba'avodes t'chavim, el al davar shechayov nazdoni karas v'ashigasai chatas. And we also learned that avodes zara has a link also. So the Gemara now wants to know, where do we find the link, not only by other mitzvahs, but by avodes zara as well? So tzibur ba'avodes t'chavim, how will I know if roif tzibur served avodes zara erroneously based on a erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin Agadol, Yalef Me'enei Me'enei. That we will learn out from the word Me'enei, because we find by a tzibur doing avodah zarah v'hoyo in Me'enei ho'eda nesta l'shkaga v'asu kol ha'eda par ben bakrech l'oyla and sir izim echad l'chatas. And it also says Me'enei by Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur, by all mysteries of the Torah. Ve'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu ve'nelam dover me'enei akol, v'asu achzim kol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yitzei asena, v'ashemu. So me'melu, we're going to learn out, me'enei of a Tzibur doing avodah zarah, from a Tzibur doing the other mitzvahs of the Torah. So we have Xer Shava there. Just like Par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur is Shoygei Chata's link to Mezid Chorus, who adin by the Tzibur serving Avodah Zarah b'Shoygei. Yachid Nasi Mashiach. How do I know these three individuals, a regular person, a Yachid, the Nasi, or the Koyin Mashiach, the Koyin Gadol? That we will learn out from Ve'im Nefesh Achas. The Torah says, Vim nefesh achas techda bishkaga vihikriva eiz bashnasa lechatos. And that is speaking in the parsha of Avodah Zarah. And who's doing the Avodah Zarah? Yechidim, nefesh achas. So that includes echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach b'mashma are included. And you have at the beginning of the pasuk evav, ve'im nefesh achas. And that parsha that speaks about Yechidim doing it is written after the parsha of the Tzibur doing it. And the Tzibur, we already know, has a link, because a Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, we have learned from a Tzibur doing all the other mitzvahs, HaTorah, B'Shoygei, Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur. So now that we know a Tzibur by Avodah Zarah, Vav Moisev Alinyan Rishon, the Vav of the Im Nefesh, which is speaking about a Yachid, we will take that Vav as a Haysof, an addition to the previous Parsha, which is speaking about a Tzibur doing Avodah Zarah. Vav, Mois Valinian Rishon, the Tzibur, the Yilma Tachtim in Elyon, I'll learn the bottom Parsha of a Yachid from the top Parsha, the Parsha that preceded it, which is speaking about Avodah Zarah by the Tzibur. Continues the Gemara, now that we know how Rebbe used the word Aleha, which is the basis for Xerah Shava, from Aleha of Achais Isha to Aleha of Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, which was the whole basis of learning out a linkage between Chatas B'Shoygig and Mezid B'Koris, V'Rabbananites V'Arminolahu, the Rabbanan who learn Aleha, not Le'inyin, Shoigeg and Mezid, but rather Le'inyin Yibum, that there is no Yibum by all the other Arias, except by Eshazach. So Rabban and I swore Manolu, how do they know this whole din? That Rebbe told us that there's a linkage between Shoigeg Chatas and Mezid Chorus. The Gemara answers, they learn it from someplace else. Nafkulu, they will learn it mid Mikri. Lay Rabbi Yeshua Lebrei, since Rabbi Yeshua taught to his son. Torah Achas Yelachem Loisa Bishkoga, it says in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, in Bamidbor Perik Tezvav, Pasachov Tez, Ha Ezra B'nei Yisrov Lager Gor B'soichem, Torah Achas Yelachem Loisa Bishkoga. So the Gemara understands that Torah Achas means that we compare the whole Torah to this Parsha here in Bamidbar Tezvav, which speaks about Avodah Zarah. And what does it say in that Parsha which speaks about Avodah Zarah? Not only does it speak about doing Avodah Zarah b'Shoygeg, but it also speaks about doing Avodah Zarah b'Mezid. Because the Pasuk continues there in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed, the next Pasuk, it says, V'nefesh asher tasta b'yad rama m'na ezruch m'na geras Hashem hu megadeh. Here is speaking about B'mezid. How do we know it's speaking about B'mezid? Because it says he blasphemed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blasphemy is doing it B'mezid. Then it's a blasphemy, it's a Megadev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the Einish chorus? So we see that in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, there is Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkaga, there is Avodah Zarah B'Shoygeg, there's also Avodah Zarah B'Mezid, which receives Chorus. So we see in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah that for that which B'Mezid is Chorus, B'Shoygeg is Chatas, and we've also compared the rest of the Torah, Torah Achas Yilachem, to Avodah Zarah. So Va'Nefesh Asher Tasbi Ad Ramah, continues the Gemara, Hukshu Kol HaTorah Kulo, Avodah Zarah. the whole Torah is compared to the Yisra of Zara. Ma, but it's a chav dover shechayom azdaina karas vashi gasechadus. Just like we saw from the psukim of the parsha of Avodah Zara, that b'mezid Avodah Zara gets karas. B'shray gig, there's a chadus. Af kol dover shechayom azdaina karas vashi gasechadus. So too, any mitzvah for which if one transgresses it b'mezid one gets karas, then there's a link that b'shray gig there is a chiyav chatas. So that's how the Rabbanu will learn out the linkage between Mezid Koras and Shrygeg chatas. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Yochit, Vinasi Umashiach. Bein Bavayis Kechavimu, Bein Bishar Mitzvahs. So you have successfully learned all the Yechidim, because the Pasuk over there in Bamidvor Tezvov, Pasuk Chav Zayin, says, Vim Nefesh Achas Techta Bishkaga. We're not speaking there about a tzibur in those psukim. We're speaking about yechidim. Yechidim would include a yachid, a regular Jew. It would include a nasi, who's a nefesh achas, and it would include the kohen gadol, the kohen meshuach. And we've been able to see that avodah zarah is compared to all mitzvahs in the Torah, but that's only by a yachid. Tzibur b'avodas kabanayin, how would the Rabbanan learn out the halacha of tzibur, that there's also a linkage? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ve'im nefesh. We have once again that the vav that's moisif. After the previous parsha spoke about avodas zarah b'rabim, came the next few psukim that spoke about avodas zarah b'yachid, ve'im nefesh. The Yilmad Elyon mitachton. Earlier in the Gemara, we learned tachton from Elyon. But now that we've established the main limud by the last parsha, by the Yochid parsha, so now the Tzibur parsha, which preceded it, the Elyon through the Vav that connects the Tzibur parsha with the Yochid parsha, will be able to learn the Elyon d'avodah zarah Tzibur from the halacha of ve'im nefesh achas, where a yachid did the avodah zarah. By a yachid, we saw there's a chi of chatas b'shoigeg and chorus b'mezid. So who had been by the tzibur, there'll be the same linkage. So that's good by avodah zarah. El tzibur b'shar mitzvahs minolon. How will you know tzibur by all other mitzvahs in the Torah? On that, the Gemara answers, yolef me'ene me'ene. Because since we have the word me'ene, by v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu v'nelam davar me'ene hakol v'asu achas mikol mitzvot Hashem. That's speaking about the parhelam davar shel tzibur. And it also says me'ene by when the tzibur is oivet avodah zarah, as it says in Bamidbar Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, v'hoyo im me'ene ho'eda, nesas alishkaga, that the Sanhedrin paskin false, legavi avodah zarah, that they have to bring a par for an oila and a sor for a chatos. So memela we learn out par, helm davar shel tzibur, which is speaking about the other mitzvahs of the Torah. We learn that from the tzibur that committed avodah zarah, that there's a linkage by both. Now, as the Gemara, the Rebbe, hi, Torah achas my Ovid lay. Rebbe, who learned Aleha, Aleha, Ligabe, the linkage of Shoigig to Mezid, Chatas to Chorus. So he doesn't need Torah achas for that. He learned that already from Aleha. So what does he use Torah achas my Ovid lay? Mi boy lay, he needs it. Look at his Sanya. As we learned in the following brisa, we find that there is a difference between yechidim who are oivet avodah zarah and merubim who are oivet avodah zarah. If a yachid is oivet avodah zarah, yechidim beskila, they receive the worst oinish of the arba mises bezdin, skila sreifa herig v'chenig, they receive skila. Lefikach, therefore, m'mayna polat. Therefore, Hashem did not confiscate their money, and they can give over the money b'yerusha to their children. But merubin is b'sayif. If you have most of a city serving avodah zarah, that's an ira nidachas, and the halacha there is that the people in the city are beheaded with a sword, which is not as severe a punishment as stoning. Therefore, since it has that kula, So the people in an era in Adachas who served Avodah Zar, their money is lost. All the possessions of the city have to be brought into the street and burnt. So we find that there is two differences between Yechidim, who are Eved Avodah Zara, and Merubin, an era in Adachas that's Eved Avodah Zara. One gets Skila, one gets Saif, and one the money is saved for Yerusha, and one the money is burnt. Yachol Nachlik Mekarbe Noisein. So I would think if they did the Aver B'Shoigig, there would also be a difference between a Yechidim and Merubin, between an Ir and a Dachas, or an individual who served Avodah Zarah. B'Shoigig, Talmud Loimer, that's what the Rebbe uses the Pasuk of Torah Achas, Yilachem. No, there's one Torah. The only time you find a Chilek between a Rabbim and Yechidim, that's only when Roiv of Klal Yisrael serves Avodah Zarah, that based on the false psak of Bezdin, where they have to bring a par, lo'oila, and a sor lechatos. But in terms of the rest of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter if it's a city, it doesn't matter if it's a yachid, legabi korbonois, even though b'mezid there are differences, but b'shoigig legabi a korban, there will be no difference. They're always treated like yechidim, and a yochid by Avodah Zarah brings a seira, a female goat. Maskev lo Rav Chalkia Magrunya, time it because Rechamon Atarach Zilachem, according to Rebbe, the only reason why Legabi Karbonis, the Irani Dachas has the same halacha as an individual is because it says Tarachas. Ha'olav ha'chiv, it would not say Tarachas ha'vamin, I would think nachlik, that we should make a difference between an Irani Dachas and a Yochid who serves Avodah Zarah, b'shoigig legabi korban. So my leisu, what korban would you designate for an Irani Dachas that served Avodah Zarah, b'shoigig? Leisu par, if you're going to say, let them bring a par for their chatas b'shoigig, Tzibur b'sharmitz is hudemaisa. That's what a par has to be brought for par helam davar shel tzibur, for other mitzvahs. And the svora is that if that korban is designated for a tzibur when they're over shar mitzvahs b'shoigeg, that should not be the same korban that we designate for an ir and idachas for avodah zarah. Will you say, kizba, that we should designate that they should bring a female sheep? That's what Yochid B'Shar Mitzvah Sudamaisi. That is already designated for an individual who did other mitzvahs B'Shoigig. Soir, are you going to tell them to bring a male goat? Nasi B'Shar Mitzvah Sudamaisi. That's what a Nasi brings. And we want to make something special for the group in the Ira Nidachas that served Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig. Par Lo'il of Asar L'Chatas? Are you going to say that they should bring a Par Lo'il or Asar L'Chatas? Tzibur b'avodas chachamudamaisa. That's already the halacha for roiv of Klal Yisrael that followed the erroneous psak of Bezdin and was roiv avodas zarah b'shoigeg. Ve'elamai seira. Are you going to say that they should bring a seira yachid nami hayna korbanai? A female goat is what a yachid has to bring when he serves avodas zarah b'shoigeg. So what korban can we designate for? What was the Hava minute that we could designate a special korban for a tzibur, even if that tzibur is not roiv of Klal Yisrael? And for the Gemara Itzrich, no, I still need the pasuk of Torah Achas. I would have thought, hoyel v'tzibur bo hayra. Since if a tzibur through the hayra of Bezdin, of the Sanhedrin Agadol b'shoigeg, when they serve Avodah Zarah, what is their chiyuv to bring? Maisu par loyla v'sor lechatos. So in Unami, I would have thought that when a large group in a city of an Ir Nidachas, when they serve Avodah Zarah b'shoigeg, I would have thought that they too, nesu, they should bring a chatas and an oyla, but the ifcha, they should switch it around. They should do par lechatos and a sor loyla. Inami or tzorich, einech nami, we have to designate a special korban for them, and we can't find a special korban, because any korban we think of, somebody else has. Ve'ein le'takana. We don't know what to give them, and maybe they'll never have a kapor. That would have been my havamina. Kamashmon, that's why Rebbe says I need the pasuk of Torah Achas, that as long as it's not Roiv Klal Yisrael that's serving Avodah Zarah, even if it's the whole city that's serving Avodah Zarah, b'shoigeg, they have a din of Yechidim, And a yochid by Avodah Zarah brings a female goat, and that's what this entire city would bring as well. Taira achas, there is no chilek between a yochid or even a city legabe shoygig. The only chilek between a yochid and a city is legabe mezid. And now we have concluded the sugya that began on Daf Gimel Lamed Beis, the sugya of Aleha. And now we go to further explain the mission on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Leh Levi LeRebbe. Levi said to Rebbe, my year Yudatani Tezavav, listening to Zayin, why are there only 15 Arias and Tsaris Ervis that are mentioned in the mission on Daf Beis? Let there be 16. Levi thought of a possible 16th Erva that should have been included, he thought, in the Mishnah. Amar Leh, Rebbe responded to his Talmud Levi, Kimedumali, it appears to me, She'ein Loi Moyech Bekatkadai, that this person has no brain in his head. He said a very sharp Lashon, and we find at the back of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim that he brings down a famous tshuva of the Chavos Yor, who goes through Shas, and wherever there are sharp expressions, such as this one, which we would think is not appropriate for Rebbe to make such a statement about his Talmud Levi, he explains why these statements were made. And concerning the statement made here in our Gemara, he explains that Rebbe felt he understood what Levi's kasha was, and he understood that if Levi had horovit, if Levi had put more effort into thinking of an answer, Levi himself would have come up with the answer. And he felt that Levi had a lack here through this question in amelis batayra, in working hard in Tayra. And that's why Rebbe made this sharp statement. And the Talmidim of Rebbe were used to thinking into the exact way that Rebbe would respond to them. And they would take mussar from that. They would understand what their Rebbe was demanding of them. Greater heights in Torah scholarship. And that's why Levi understood that Rebbe is trying to tell him here that if you can ask such a question, it means that you haven't worked hard enough. If you would have worked hard enough, your brain would have figured out what the appropriate answer should be. Continues the Gemara, my daitach, Rebbe said to Levi, what is your thinking that there should be a 16th erva? Because we have imoy anusas aviv. What is the case of imoy anusas aviv? If, for example, Yaakov was ma'anes a woman, and from that relationship, from that forced relationship, they had a child, Reuven. Yaakov married Leah. And from Leah, he had a child, Shimon. Shimon is permitted to marry the woman who was an Anusa, and he did so. Subsequently, Shimon died without children. And now he falls to his paternal brother Reuven, and Lechora, this is the case of a mother who is the Anusas of it, falling to Reuven Liyibim. This woman is his mother, and therefore it's another Arias, and the Mishnah didn't mention it. That was Levi's question. Says Rebbe to Levi, Imoy anusas aviv, that case, plucked the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. As we learned before in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi brings down that Rabbi Yehuda holds such a case would not be possible because anusas aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is usur. In other words, Shimon, who died, he could never, al pi halacha, have married the anusa of his father. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not possible for a mother ever to fall in front of her son for Yibum. That's only possible according to the Rabbanan, by an Anusa. Says the Gemara, Ubeplukta like Hamari, since this is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, our mission is not giving any case which is involved in a machlokes. And even though the Mephorshim speak out according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kedushin would be toe-faced if Shimon Ba'avera made Kiddushin with Anusas Aviv, the Kiddushin would be Tofsin. But the Mishnah likewise is not speaking about a case where Shimon would do any Avera. So since according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would not be possible a case of Imoy falling Liyibum, it's only possible according to the Rabbanan, but Plukta like Hamairi. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean that our Mishnah is not discussing any cases where there is a Machlokas? Vare Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, the Pligi Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan Uktani. We learned in the next Perek a Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan concerning Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha. What does that mean? Rashi brings down the Gemara on Daf Chav. The Mishnah there, the Mishnah says in Rashi Divrei Maschil, Vahare Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha Kol She Isuroi Isser Erva Loi Chaletz V'Loi Misei Abemis. As we had in our Mishnah Daf Beis, if you had the 15 Arayas, there's no Chalitza or Yibam. But Isser Mitzvah, what does that refer to? Kegon Shniyos M'Divrei Seifrim. The Arayas that the Chachamim added on to the ones that are prohibited from the Torah, those are called the secondary Arayas, the Shniyos, that's Isser Mitzvah. Oy Isser Kedusha, those that are usher to have a relationship with because of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Kegoin, Shenafu Lefon of Mamzeres or Nesina, and Mamzeres is usher to Yisrael to marry because of an Isser Kedusha. But it's not a los sheyesh by chorus, it's only a lav, shehi balav. The halacha is, says the Tanakhama, choletzes v'lo misyabemes. And Rashi explains, why is there chalitza no yibim? Choletzes d'loy olam isr lav b'loy chorus lav kuyeh yibim ligamri. Since it's only a lav, and it's not los sheyesh by chorus, therefore, there is some zika here that we have to deal with. And therefore we need chalitza. It's not a case of arayas of alos asheish by chorus where there's no yibim or chalitza, but velomis yabemes the ha'asurale, that since this woman, this mamzeres, is usher to the Yisrael, if that woman falls to the yibim, so we have to get rid of the zika. We do that through chalitza, but we don't let him actually do yibim with her because of the problem of the iser kedusha, since after all, she is usher to him at least with a lav. On this, Rabbi Kiva argues, because as Rashi brings down, Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that chayve lav and have a din like chayve krisis. And according to Rabbi Kiva, not only is a child a mamzer from chayve krisis, but even from chayve lavin, because ein kedushin toifsin b'chayve lavin, and a child that comes from that relationship is also a mamzer. Therefore, says Rashi, according to Rabbi Kiva, a losasa, a mamzeres to a Yisrael, will have the same din as a losasa sheyesh by chorus, even though a mamzeres to Yisrael is not a losasa sheyesh by chorus. It's only a losasa alone. But still the din will be that loy chalatzis v'loy misyabemis, like any other of the 15 arayas mentioned in the Mishnah on Dav Beis. So the Gemara's question is, what are you telling me that our Mishnayos does not speak about Machlokas? We have further in Daf Chav where we do speak about Machlokas. So the Gemara answers, Bepirkin Kamrin. When I said that we're not discussing Machlokas, I was speaking about in our parak, the first parak, the Mishnah on Daf Beis. There, all the 15 arayas that are mentioned are not involved in any Machlokas. Agavurcha, the bottom Tosfos here, Divrei HaMaskel V'Arei Isser Mitzvah, Tosfos says that we see from our Gemara and other places in Shas that the Gemara assumes that according to Rabbi Kiva, if Chai V'Lavin have a din like Chai V'Krisis, that there's Ein Kedushin Toifsin and the Vlad is a Mamzer, Hu Adinel will have the same Halacha L'Gabi Chalitza and Yibam, that Loi Chaletz V'Loi Mishra Bemes, V'Tema, three lines from the bottom of the Yomid in Tosfos, Lari, damai lo yamrin and nami l'Rabbi Kiva, the leisi asev, the litchi leisi asev. Einach nami, ein kedushin toifsin b'chayv alav, and according to Rabbi Kiva. Einach nami, the child will be a mamzer, even from a losas where there's no chorus attached to it. But as far as the halach of yibum, why don't I say that midaraisa there should be yibum, because the asay of yibum should be docha, the losas which does not have chorus of a mamzer or a nosin. And therefore, there should be at least a chiyuv of chalitza. Why does the Gemara assume that according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha will be by a chai ve'lavin the same as a chai ve'lavin, sheish be'koris, that ain't a chalitza, maybe chalitza there should be. And there are numerous terutzim in the Rishonim on this very strong kasha of Tosfos. Continues the Gemara, what are you telling me that our Mishnah doesn't speak in our Perek about machlokas? Well, Beis Shammai matir mesat soros la'achet. Beis Shammai holds that soros erva, there is a din of yibum. Ubeis Hillel Oyser, and Beis Hillel says that there is no din of yibum by an erva, and there is no din of yibum by a soros erva, so our Mishnah does discuss machlokas, and this is in our Perek, answers the Gemara. Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah that when we speak about Beis Shammai in the place of Beis Hillel, that's not considered at all as part of the accepted Mishnayos, and therefore it's as if there was Beis Shammai is not reckoned with, and we're only dealing with Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel holds that at Tzoras Erva there is no Din Yibim as well. Ask the Gemara that we have another case of the 15 Arayas which is involved in a Machlokas. Vareishes Achiv Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoi, as we turn to Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Pligi Reb Shimon Rabban Uktani, that there is a machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, and it is learnt in our Mishnah. One of the Arayas is Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoi. If a woman falsely yibum to a brother who was not alive at the time when his deceased brother was alive, he was born after his brother died. And l'char there is a machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan consider that this is a woman where you cannot do yibum on, and Rav Shimon holds that you could do yibum. And it's mentioned in our Mishnah as one of the arayas that you cannot do yibum. So our Mishnah does discuss machlokes. The Gemara answers, b'noilad ulu b'soif yibum loipolig Rav Shimon, that even Rav Shimon is moda that there is an isser of Eishes Achav Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoi in one of two cases. He argues with the Chachamim in one case, but he agrees with the Chachamim in the other case. And since he at least agrees with the Chachamim in one of the two cases, as we will soon explain which case that is, the Mishnah quoted as one of the arayas, Eishes Achav Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoi, and they didn't consider it a machloka, since there is one case where it's unanimous that everybody agrees that Eishes Achav Shaloi Hayaboy Lamoi is an arayas, and there is no din yib. Where does Rav Shimon agree, and where does he argue? So Rashi explains that if the Levi, we have, let's say, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So if, before Shimon made Yibum, everyone will be moda that there is no Yibum when Levi is born after the death of Reuven and before Shimon made Chalitza. Reuven died. He left over a wife without children. Shimon was born. And Levi had not yet made Yibum. And then Levi made Yibum. So the halach is that Shimon would be Usher. Even when he grows up, it would be Usher for him to make Yibum, because he was born at a time where Yibum had not been made yet. And yet he was not Boy Lama. He was not living at the same time as Reuven. So he is Usher. The Isser Eishesach applies to, it applies to Levi, who was not alive as the same time as his deceased brother Reuven. There everyone agrees. Where is the machlokes? Where does Rav Shimon hold that Levi could do Yibum? That's when Reuven died and Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi was born. So by the time Levi was born, this woman was married only to Shimon. As far as Levi's concerned, as far as he's concerned, this woman is now the wife of his brother Shimon, and with his brother Shimon, he is together in the world. So therefore, if Shimon would die, there would be a din of Yibum to Levi, according to Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan hold that this woman is forever usher to him because he was not here at the same time as his original brother Reuven was in the world. Since she originally was the wife of Reuven, so therefore she remains usher to Levi forever. However, according to Reb Shimon says that if Yibum was made by Shimon, and then Levi was born, so then Levi has no connection at all with Reuven. As far as Levi is concerned, this woman was only married to Shimon, and he was together with Shimon at the same time. Memela Levi could subsequently do Yibum. He would be mutter. This would not be considered a case of Eish Zachov Shaloi Hoya B'Olamai. That's what the Gemara says. B'Noilad Ula B'Soif Yibum. That if Shimon was born after Reuven died, and then Levi made Yibum, then Reb Shimon agrees that this, like Polig Reb Shimon, this is considered, even according to Reb Shimon, Eish Zachov Shaloi Hoya B'Olamai. There is no din Yibum subsequently to Levi, and therefore the Mishnah mentioned it, because since there is one case where everybody agrees, everybody's unanimous, the Mishnah mentioned it. As the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yishiyah said, Cholakoy Rabbi Shimon Af Rishai Na. We have two cases mentioned further in the Perek. One is on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. That's the Rishai Na, which is where Levi was born before the Yibim of Shimon. And the Achrayna, the second case, is where Levi was born after the Yibum of Shimon. And Rav Yishiyah says that not only does Rav Shimon argue in the last case, where Levi was born after the Yibum of Shimon, that that's not considered Eish Zachov Shaloi Hoya B'Olamai, but even in the first case, where he's born after the death of Reuven and before the Yibum of Levi, of Shimon, if Levi's born in between, he also argues, in other words, according to Rabbi Yishiyah, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the erva of Eish Zachov Shaloi Hoya B'Olamai. So he totally argues on that, and yet the Mishnah mentions it. And for the Gemara, Hoy Taisiv Rabbi Yishiyah, that over there in the Sugya, Rabbi Yishiyah was asked a question, and he had no answer. He was upgeschlagen. There was a teyufta on the words of Rav Yishiyah, and therefore we don't take Rav Yishiyah's pshat into consideration, and therefore we remain with what we said, that this is not considered a plukta, since there's one of the two cases where Rav Shimon also agrees that there is an arayas of Eish Zachov Shaloi Hoya B'Olamai. Ask the Gemara another question. V'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, v'chein tani Rav Chiya, and so learned Rav Chiya. The kulon ani kaira bahen hoasur laze muteres laze vaasur laze muteres laze vaachaisa shehi yivemta, and her sister who's a yivama choletzes oimis yabemes could do chalitza or yibum. What is this referring to? It's referring to a gemara further on Daf Chavav, and the Gemara says as follows. The Mishnah there tells us there were four brothers. Two were married to two sisters, and both of these married brothers died without children, and therefore, as a result, their almanos, the two sisters, fall to the surviving brothers for Yibum. So the Mishnah says, in that case of the two sisters falling to the two brothers of the Yibum, the halach is that each sister requires chalitza. But Yibum is not possible with either sister. And the reason is, because if one of the brothers was to take one of the sisters for Yibum, he would be transgressing an Issur Rabbanan. There's an Issur Rabbanan called Achos Zigu Kosoi. That if, since there is Zika from both sisters to both brothers, as soon as I do Yibum with one sister, that's a sister of a woman who is Zakuk to me. Achos Kukosoi is Osir Mid Rabbanan. So therefore the Rabbanan said, you have to do Chalitza to get rid of the Zika, but you cannot do Yibum. However, continues the Mishnah over there, that what happens if one of the Almanos was an Erva to one of the surviving brothers, for example, She was his chamoisa, she was his mother-in-law. So this woman is a mother-in-law to one of the surviving brothers. The other woman is not a mother-in-law to either of the surviving brothers. So both brothers cannot do yibum with the woman. Both brothers. So the halacha is when there's a mother-in-law to one of the brothers, that brother could do yibum to the other sister, because it's not, when he marries the other sister, it's not a case of achoy tzigukosoy, because he has no zika to his mother-in-law. Since his mother-in-law is an erva, therefore there's no chalitza or yibum, there's no zika to that, to his mother-in-law. And therefore, he has no reason why he can't do yibum to the other woman. His other brother will be usher to do yibum in both, because each woman to him, since he has no, neither of these women is a mother-in-law to him, so each woman will be, if he marries them, if he does yibum, will be achoisku kosei. So that one is taka usher to do yibum to both. However, the other brother, he can do yibum to the woman who is not his mother-in-law, since he's usher to his mother-in-law, the other woman is not an achoisku kosei. And then the Mishnah continues further. What happens if the two sisters who fall to the surviving two brothers, one is a mother-in-law to one brother, and the other sister is a mother-in-law to the other brother, then each of the brothers can do yibum to the woman who is not his mother-in-law. Because to the woman who's not his mother-in-law, she is not an achoisku kosei. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's repeat the Gemara. Bekulon anikaira ben hoasura lazeh mutaris lazeh. It'll come out that the one who is mutter to Reuven will be usher to Shimon, because to Shimon, that's his mother-in-law. The one that's mutter to Shimon will be usher to Reuven, because that's Reuven's mother-in-law. So it comes out, va'achoisa, the sister of the one who is not related to me, Shehi Yivimta Choyletza Simus Yabemis. To that sister, the other brother who's not a son-in-law, who doesn't have a problem with a Yibim with his mother-in-law, he will be able to do Yibim with the sister of the Erva. So it comes out that whenever there's an Erva that's falling to one brother, that brother can do Yibim or Chalitza with the sister of the erva, and if one is a mother-in-law to one brother and the other is a mother-in-law to the other brother, each brother could do yibum with the woman who is not a mother-in-law to him. Rav Chiya said, "Bekulon ani karban." What did he mean by this? He meant to say that with all the 15 cases that are listed in our Mishnah, we could figure out a case where you'll have two sisters falling to two brothers, and the sisters, each one will have the same erva to one of the brothers, and the din will be the same as the case that we just gave about a mother-in-law. It'll be the same if two daughters are falling to yibum, or two granddaughters are falling to yibum. One is a daughter to one of the brothers, the other is a daughter to the other brother, and the din will be the same, that each father will be able to do yibum to the sister of the erva to him, to the sister of his daughter, he'll be able to do yibum, because since he's usher to his daughter, there's no zika to his daughter, and therefore there's no achoisi kukosoi to the sister of his daughter, and therefore be able to do yibum. And you can go through, Rashi goes through all 15 cases of the Mishnah to prove that you can have two sisters, and each of the arais listed in the Mishnah could be mutter to one brother, and the other woman will be mutter to the other brother. Now, we're not going to go through all 15 cases, but we're going to go through the case of Bitoy, because that is Nageya in our Gemara. So Rashi explains that this case is only possible when the two daughters were born not through marriage. Because since it's a case where you have two sisters, and each of the two sisters is a daughter of a different brother that is living, so the only way that they can be sisters is maternally. They have the same mother. So what would be the case? The two sisters' fathers are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter, it would be impossible for them to be maternal sisters if they were born through regular marriage. Because if Reuven was married to a woman, and this woman gave birth to his daughter, and let's say he divorced her then, she's not allowed to marry Shimon, because this would be Shimon's brother's wife. And Shimon's brother's wife, even though he now divorced his wife, is usher to Shimon. So, and the case of our Mishnah has to be a case where there is no Isser Arayis that was done. So therefore, the only way to set up a case where you have two daughters who are sisters is a case where Reuven was Ma'anes, he forced a woman and she bore him a daughter. Then Shimon was Ma'anes, the same woman, and she bore him another daughter. So Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter are now maternal sisters. The sisters went ahead and married Levi and Yehuda, who are their father's brothers. Levi and Yehuda were Nifter, and therefore their Almanos fall Liyibim to Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon's daughter is permitted to Reuven, and Reuven's daughter is permitted to Shimon. Because since both Reuven and Shimon, they're not allowed to marry their own daughter, they're not allowed to take one of the sisters, so there's no zika to that erva, therefore they're permitted in the other one. So this is the case of Bitoy, where you'll have two sisters, and each sister will be mutter to the other brother who is not their father. So now let us continue the Gemara. We have three explanations, tells us the Gemara, in what Rav Chiya meant that in all 15 cases we can make this scenario where two sisters, each one will be mutter to one of the two brothers, and not the other brother. But Rabbi Yehuda, Matargum Rabbi Yehuda, explained, Mechamoitz Ve'elach, that when did Rabbi Chiya mean that all the Arayas mentioned in our Mishnah, you can make a case of two sisters? That's only from the seventh Arayas and further. Avo Shita Baba Deresh Eloi. But the first six cases of our Mishnah, you cannot make this. Why? My time akivin the bitoy bo'ainse mashkachas. Binesuin loy mashkachas law. Since, as we explained, sisters who are also daughters of each of the brothers is only possible to be maternal sisters if it was done not within the confines of marriage. It has to be banu sasai. No, our mission has been nesuin kamari, banu oinsen loy kamari. Our mission is speaking about nesuin, it's not speaking about oinsen. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. So once we're already not speaking about bitoy cannot be mentioned as having two sisters in the scenario that we said before, unless it's Boynton, and our Mishnah is not speaking about Boynton. So all the cases, the first six cases of our Mishnah that speak about Bitoy, so the Gemara understood that all six cases cannot be part of what Rav Chiya meant when he said, Bekulon ani karben, ho asur lezeh, muteris lezeh. So those first six cases are not examples of two sisters where one sister is mutter to one of the brothers and the other sister is mutter to the other brother. That's what Rav Yehuda held. V'abaya mitargim af bitu manisasa. Abaya said, no, you could say that Rav Chiya, when he said bekulon ani kaira, he meant even the case of bitu. You could include the first six cases. And even though it's only by bitu manisasa. Why? Kiven dashkukha mishkachas law. Since you could find some case where daughters could be sisters, and mutter to one brother and not to the other brother. Iboyim in oinsen tevi, iboyim in nesuin tevi. We don't care how you get the case, whether you have to get it within the confines of marriage or whether outside of the confines of marriage through an oinus, through him forcing himself on this woman. That makes no difference. As long as it can make up a case, we can say that those cases are included in what Rav Chiya meant. But you know which case I believe is not included in what Reb Chiya meant is the following. Aval Eishes Achav Shalai Haibar Lamai Loi. But you cannot say that Reb Chiya was referring to Eishes Achav Shalai Haibar Lamai. That will make up a case where we'll have two sisters, which will be mutter one sister only to one brother, and the other sister will only be mutter to the other brother. My time, why not? You'll only be able to figure this out according to Reb Shimon, as we'll soon see what the case is. You will not be able to figure it out according to the Rabbanan. Therefore, I believe, as we said the klal before, that beplukta loikamari. Our Mishnah is not speaking about machlaikas. And you can only make the case of Reb Chiya where you'll get involved in machlaikas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. And therefore, I have to say, Reb Chiya was not referring to that case, because our Mishnah does not discuss machlokas. But now, and in a moment, we will see what the case is, where it would fit according to Reb Shimon and not according to Reb Chaim. Let's just learn the third sheet as well. Rav Safra Matargim, Rav Safra was of the opinion in Reb Chiya, that Av Eish Zachav Shalai Rebbe Lamoi, that you could include, when Reb Chiya said, Bekulon Anikaira, he meant all 15 cases, as Rashi enumerates, each and every case, you can have two sisters, where one of the sisters is mutter only to one brother, and the other sister is only mutter to the other brother. And even by Eishach Shloi Yoyber Lamai. What's the case? Umashkachas lo b'shito achim. The case will be by six brothers. Valibe de Rab Shimon. You're right, it will only work according to Rab Shimon. V'simonech. And what is the case as we turn to the Fyudam and Aleph? Meis noilat v'yibam. Meis noilat v'yibam. So now that we know what the case is, let us explain it. It's a case where it went in this sequence. Six things happened. There was Misa, there was somebody born, there was Yibam, then there was another Misa, somebody else was born, and another Yibam. The case is, you have six brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And later, subsequently, Yisachar and Zebulun are going to be born. So the case was that Reuben was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to her sister Leah. So here we have the two sisters. Now Reuben died, and Yisachar was born. He was born before Levi did Yibam. In that case, everyone agrees, both Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, as we mentioned before, that if Yisachar is born after Reuben dies, but before Levi made Yibam, that's a case of Eishes Achiv Shaloi Hayubay Lamai. So automatically Yisachar will be usher to Rachel. What happened after that? Shimon, who was married to Leah, died. He's dying after Levi made Yibam to Rachel. Then Shimon died. Then Zvulun was born. And then Yehuda did Yibam. So that's our case. Meis Noilad Yibam, Meis Noilad Yibam. Meis Reuven, Noilad Yisachar, Levi did Yibam, Meis Shimon, Noilad Zvulun, and Yehuda did Yibam. So here will be a case where one of these sisters is going to be mutter only to Yisachar, and one of these sisters is going to be mutter only to Zvulun. As we mentioned already, Rachel is usher to Yisachar, according to everybody, because Yisachar was born after Reuven died and before Levi made Yibam. However, Yisachar will be mutter to Leah. According to who? According to Reb Shimon. Only according to Reb Shimon. Why will Yisachar be, excuse me, this would be mutter according to everybody, because Yisachar was born while Shimon was alive, and while Yehuda, who subsequently did Yibam, was alive. So Yisachar is, according to everybody, mutter across the board in Leah, because he was boy lamoi. He was here when Shimon, who married Leah, was alive, and when Yehuda did Yibam was alive. So there's no case of Eish Yisachar Shaloi boy lamoi. So Yisachar is usher in Rachel because he was born after Reuven died, but Yisachar is mutter in Leah because he was alive when Shimon and Yehuda were alive. Let us now go to Zvulun. Zvulun will be usher in Leah because Zvulun was born after Shimon died and before Yehuda did Yibam. So Zvulun is usher in Leah. However, Zvulun will be mutter in Rachel because Zvulun was, Zvulun will be mutter in Rachel because Zvulun was born after Levi did Yibum. So ain't a Chanami according to the Chachamim, that doesn't matter. Because he wasn't alive at the same time as the original husband, Reuven, was alive. And according to the Rabbanon, that's Eish Tzach of Shloya Be'olamai. However, as we mentioned, Reb Shimon holds that once someone did Yibum, in this case Levi did Yibum, and then Zvulun was born, that's not called Eish Tzach of Shloya Be'olamai. So Zvulun would be mutter to Rachel. So here we have a scenario where, according to Reb Shimon, only according to Reb Shimon, where one of the sisters will be mutter to Yisachar, that is Leah, and one of the sisters will be mutter to Zvulun, that is Rachel. So, going back to the Gemara on Daf, Tes Amud Beis, Abaya holds that Reb Chiya couldn't have been speaking about this case, because this scenario only works out according to Reb Shimon, and Bepluktu like Hamairi. However, Reb Safra holds that when Reb Chiya said Bekulon, he meant Bekulon. He meant all 15 cases. It could include the case of Eshav Shalai by Lomi, even though it's only going by six brothers, Aliba de Reb Shimon, Visimonech, but it works out according to Reb Shimon, and our Mishnah is speaking about Plukta. Oh, it's speaking about Plukta. So then, now comes the Gemara's Kasha on Rebbe. How could Rebbe say on Daf Tes Amud Aleph that our Mishnah is Beplukta like Hamairi? Here, according to Reb Safra, our Mishnah is speaking about a Plukta also. Elo, the Gemara answers, Le Rebbe, honey, Kali Leslie will say, according to Reb Safra, that Rebbe doesn't hold of Reb Chiya's klal. Rebbe doesn't hold that our Mishnah, all the 15 cases of our Mishnah, have to be going, that every case can work out with two sisters. Therefore, he will say that our Mishnah is not speaking about a machloikis. Ein echanami, Reb Safra holds that Reb Chiya said our Mishnah is speaking about a machloikis. Rebbe doesn't necessarily agree that we have to make the case of two sisters applicable to all the cases of our Mishnah, and he will say that our Mishnah is not speaking about any machlokas, it's speaking about a case of noilad ulebesof yibum, that he was born first before, Shimon was born before Levi made yibum, and in Mele it's a case where everyone, Sai Reb Shimon and Sai Rabbanan, hold, it's Eish Tzach of Shloya Be'olamai, that is what Rebbe will have to hold.